CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping is calling on the military to make more contributions to safeguard national sovereignty, security, and development. Xi Jinping, who is also chair of the Central Military Commission, has made the comments while visiting a Shenyang military post. The president is on a trip to the city of Dalian, where he's also boarded China's only aircraft carrier. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has held telephone talks with his French counterpart Laurent Fabius on the ongoing crisis in Syria. During their talks, Wang Yi reaffirmed China's resolute opposition against the use of chemical weapons. He stressed the need to support UN inspectors in facilitating their independent, just, objective, and professional investigation into the alleged use of chemical weapons in Syria. Wang Yi said it is to be determined not only whether chemical weapons have been used in Syria, but who have used them. And establishing the facts is the prerequisite for any actions. The Chinese foreign minister said various parties need to adopt a cautious, responsible attitude toward the major issue concerning war and peace. U.S. President Barack Obama says he has not made a final decision on a military strike against Syria. Obama says he's considering a limited narrow act in response to the alleged use of chemical weapons in the Syrian conflict. The U.S. president has pledged continued consultations with Congress, as some lawmakers are urging him to seek congressional authorization for action against Syria. A Danish newspaper has quoted NATO chief Anders Fogh Rasmussen as saying that NATO will not take part in the possible attack against Syria in response to alleged use of chemical weapons. Rasmussen told the Danish newspaper Politiken that he sees no NATO role in an international action to the Syrian regime. The U.S. appears determined to push ahead with plans for airstrikes against Syria, while Britain has backed down after the country's parliament had vetoed the government's belligerent position. This is CRI News. Securities regulators have hit Everbright Securities with a massive fine for its abnormal trading earlier this month. Everbright has been hit with a fine of 436 million yuan. On August 16th, Everbright put out a buy order with some 23 million yuan. This sent the Shanghai Stock Exchange spiking close to 7% in a matter of minutes. The buy order was rescinded minutes later, but not before the company made some 87 million yuan on the rush on the stocks. Everbright has also been ordered to repay the ill-gotten money. The trading of Treasury bond futures is going to resume here in China after an 18-year break. T-bond futures trading is officially resuming Friday next week. The trading was suspended in 1995 following a series of irregular trading cases. The China Securities Regulatory Commission will be allowing the trading of 5-year Treasury bond futures on the China Financial Futures Exchange. China's legislature has passed a new trademark law. The new legislation is meant to crack down on infringement cases and ensure a fair market for trademark holders. The new law raises the compensation ceiling for trademark infringement to 3 million yuan. This is 6 times the previous maximum limit. The new law also stipulates trademark agencies are not allowed to accept business if they know or should know their clients are conducting a malicious registration or infringing on someone else's trademark. Gasoline and diesel prices here in China are once again on the rise. Retail prices for gasoline was raised by 0.17 yuan per liter today. Diesel prices is up 0.19 yuan per liter. This is the 5th price hike of the year. A Chinese official who sparked outrage after he was pictured smiling at the scene of a fatal accident has stood on trial for corruption. The trial of Yang Dacai, former head of the Shanxi Provincial Work Safety Administration, is held at Xi'an City Intermediate People's Court. Yang Dacai was dubbed Brother Watch by Chinese internet users after images of him wearing various luxury brand watches were tracked down and circulated online. Yang is accused of possessing family property of 11.8 million yuan or 1.9 million U.S. dollars. He cannot identify where 5 million yuan of the property came from. The verdict will be announced at a date yet to be decided. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.